Hi everybody, Michelle here. Keeping this kind of quiet because it's late, well, early in the morning for us, like really early late in the night. I just couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd listen to some booze and and try to catch up. And try being the word. So that's why I'm keeping very quiet. I came across Pilgrim Chris's boo on bullying about his son, and my heart goes out to you, Chris, and your family, because I know personally the type of bullying that went on. I went through that type of bullying when I was in school, and I know how much that hurts. And my words to your son, I don't know how old your son is, but my words to him is, I know this hurts. But you are not what the bully says. Do not let it define you. I let it define me for many, many years. And now myself, with some counseling and with the Lord's help, I'm starting to come out of that. But I encourage you to encourage him not to let it define him. I'm sure he's a wonderful, wonderful boy. And, like I said, that bully, like you said, is needing attention in the wrong way. But when I was growing up, I was told to ignore them, to not retaliate. But you can't help it. These people, they hurt very deep. They cut very deep. So, and they don't realize. I also encourage, in that definition, to try not to dwell on it. Do some sort of activity, maybe a little each day that gets out the feelings, so that you can continue on the day and then go further and go on. That's I'd encourage that for anybody, but especially for your lad, Chris. I also encourage you to you as a parent, to get on board with some of these organizations that raise awareness with bullying. Bullying.org. I'm sure there's quite a few, but you could raise awareness through any number of ways. Because you're right, unless the parent does something drastic, sometimes the school won't do much. My bullying was in the junior high years. I know I'm wandering around, but I apologize. But nowadays it's occurring younger and younger. Anyway, yeah, that's what I have to say with regards to that. I'll keep your son in my prayers, if that's all right, well, your whole family, with regards to that issue. And, we'll go from there. Just know that, that I'm thinking about you. And this, like I said before, this is, this stuff is for anybody who's going through bullying. I'd encourage this for any parent. Because bullying hurts. It's mental abuse. There's no other way for it. Okay, it's no longer physical abuse, or not as much. But it's now gone to mental abuse. And that just hurts just as much or more than physical. Because you can die on the inside with regards to bullying. And that leaves you the equivalent of the walking dead. And it can. Unless you get the appropriate help. So anyway, I'm going to leave it at that. I just encourage you to, my words are falling, that's how things are. Encourage you to keep on the fight, because it's well worth it. Take care, God bless, may your journeys be safe. Bye for now.